I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Advocates say the first homeless memorial of 2023 is another reminder of Toronto's continued lack of housing and shelter supply for the city's unhoused. 15 names were added to the homeless memorial this week, which include two that were confirmed to be cold-related during the holiday season. Drew has spoken to CGRU about housing previously, and he spoke to those in attendance of the city's continued efforts to push the unhoused out of any type of shelter that they can find.
Sam mentioned earlier in the prayer that he doesn't know what the $50 million increase in the police budget will do for the people who are out on the streets who are ending up on this memorial. I do. I know exactly what it'll do. It's happening right now down at Simcoe and Richmond this morning as the police in the city are clearing three or four tents and leaving people with nowhere to go. Some of those people were kicked out of the Novotel, out of other hotels. These people who are ending up on the memorial every month, the people who are dying on the streets are left with nowhere else to go when our city workers continue to break up encampments and scatter people to the four winds. They are left with nowhere to go when our provincial and federal governments refuse to provide funding for social housing and rent gear to income. They are left with nowhere to go when the shelter system is full to 99%+ every single night last year. And they are left with nowhere to go when they call in the hundreds to central intake and are told, sorry, we don't have anything for you. What is the $50 million going to do? It's going to lead to more brutalization. It's going to lead to more criminalization, and it is going to lead to more death.
As congregate shelters remain at full capacity and warming centers only open for temporary stretches, many of the unhoused have tried to create more encampments across the city. This week, a small encampment at Richmond Street and Simcoe was cleared by Toronto police. According to Grew, some of these in the tents were former residents of the Novotel at the 45 Esplanade. The shelter hotel closed fully on December 31st.
I don't know. Winter has literally only just begun. Today, we can mourn. We can take that time, that's this space, to mourn. But tomorrow, we have to get back into the fight. There is no other option. We fight until people have housing. Until homelessness does not exist for any person in this city, this incredibly, incredibly rich city. Take your time to mourn today. Tomorrow we are back on the streets.
Other tent encampments that may be cleared soon are in the Allen Gardens Park. Community and crisis worker Diane Chan McNally said responses and services continue to be cut despite the growing number of unhoused individuals. She said the community has reached its breaking point. McNally is also a worker for the All Saints Supportive Housing Building.
I knew three people who are on the list, well, potentially three. Ken Perwinder, who died in the fire at All Saints where I work. And potentially, I don't know yet, my friend JAA, I hope it isn't him, but we just don't know. So I understood from yesterday that it was, and now I'm told that we won't know until the coroner has actually concluded their investigation. And it's really hard to be left in the position of not knowing. And so even the names that we do have, there are so many more people, we don't even know what happens to them. We have Jane Does, we have John Does, and we have people who just go missing, and we just presume that they're gone. And this happens all of the time. For those of us who work frontline, I want to emphasize that this isn't just work. we are involved. We get very emotionally involved with the people that we support. We see them more than our families a lot of the time. So this hurts in really, really big, difficult ways. We're the people who settle the affairs of those who die. We are often the people who call the families to give that very difficult message of your loved one is gone. That's what I had to do yesterday. And it's not something that I can keep doing. None of us should be doing this. And the community needs to stop feeling this kind of grief all of the time, because it just gets compounded with every single death. I don't know what to say, except we have more and more people who are homeless in this city, and it is growing every single day. And yet the responses, the funding that we get from government to address this, the housing, it fails to materialize, and services get cut more and more and more. We have less to work with and more people to support. And there isn't a breaking point. We've reached it. I think we've reached it. This is just too far gone at this point. And if we do not have people paying attention, government paying attention, and dedicating resources to this, giving people the housing that they deserve, that is a human right, I don't know what's going to happen. This is not how any of us should be living. We should not have to deal with this. And I just can't live with another person dying.
Other housing advocates, including the Housing and Shelter Justice Network, continue to question the city's decision to periodically close its warming centers, especially when these locations used to be open 24 hours, 7 days a week. This week, the network created an open letter to the city called Homelessness Crisis Open Letter to City Council. It reads that cold-related deaths and cases of frostbite and hyperthermia are preventable. Further, the letter reads that increased funding to policing is not the solution, and that stability with housing and accessibility to basic human rights will make for a safer community. This is in response to the recent $48 million budget increase for the Toronto Police that was approved this week. Some of the goals the letter outlines include 24/7 respite low barrier spaces, increase in shelter beds by about 2,700, keep the existing shelter hotels open, and stop the eviction of tent encampments. The city announced its 2023 winter plan in November to try and help find shelter for its unhoused population. This includes more shelter beds and the warming centers, but no concrete dates for full implementation were mentioned. CGRU reached out to the Shelter and Housing Justice Network about its letter for comment and are awaiting a response. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.